I just wanted to welcome everyone. Simone's going to help me with pronunciations and microphone. You may have noticed that there are lots of butterflies. Well, there are some butterflies around the room. And that's because at this time of year, the monarch butterflies fly back to Mexico. They leave in the spring, and we can see, and they travel for a long way all the way up to Canada. And when they come back, there's thousands and thousands and millions of butterflies that come back. Now, the local inhabitants, when they see all of these butterflies, it makes them think about all their loved ones, the spirits of all the people that they have loved and have passed on. And as we were talking about before, we're sad when our loved ones die, but it's a good thing. This holiday is about the celebration of our loved ones and to remember how much we love them and to remember all the details about their life. And so there are many ways they do this. And you can see some of them are baking special breads, and we have some breads here. However, they're, like Steve pointed out, there's no skeletons in the middle of them. They have a celebration, they bring lots of flowers, and in Mexico, the marigolds are the flower that's blooming right now. And there's lots of history about the marigold. It has a lot of healing parts to it. I think that they used it in their medicines for many years. And the other thing that we celebrate, and you can see that there are lots of skulls, the candy skulls that people make. And the other way that they honor their family is that they build an ofrenda. Does that sound right? Ofrenda?
That sounds good.
Which is a space to honor their loved ones. And they'll put things on the ofrenda that their loved ones love. For instance, they might put apples to honor them. They'll put oranges, some oranges, and apples. And maybe you might put some walnuts. So I put some walnuts. And that's an offering, that's a display offering for their loved ones. And here's a little picture. Whoops. Nope, I don't have it. That shows how they make them. Another thing they do is they might make fun skeletons. They make skeletons and they put them in places and make them do the things that their loved ones like to do. For instance, they might have skeletons riding a bicycle, or bowling, or using a computer. Last year, we
Calacas.
A calacas. And last year, we had some calacas up here in display from the McCormick's that there was a skeleton that was at a computer. And that was fun. So that when you are traveling, you'll find many people will make their own, but there are also sometimes you will find little candy versions. And that's lots of fun. Can you see them over here? Can you see pictures of them? Oh, yes. So the butterflies, and we just wanted to, oh, here it is. Here's a little picture of creating an ofrenda. And we might put the sugar skulls, which we did, and candles and flowers and a picture of someone who they remember. And for instance, I brought a picture of my mother and a picture of my father. And oh, this is my little brother. And I'll put those up. But I was going to say, if I were to get a kalaka of my father, it would be a picture, it would be a little skeleton with a camera. He liked to take lots of pictures. So I would put that. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about what some of these different the different display items are meaning. Well, that's it. And then I wanted to do one more thing, to shift into another thing that we do every year. And who can tell me what this is for? Yes?
UNICEF.
And it's the United Nations Emergency Fund for Children. And this year they're going to be helping children who have suffered through the Katrina hurricane and through the earthquakes that we heard about in Pakistan, and continue to help people get clean water around the world. And so I have for each of you, if you want to trick or treat. And there'll be extra containers in the back if any of the families would like to contribute to UNICEF. We'll be picking them up next week. And even though there's no skeletons inside, if any of you would like to have one of the rolls, you can take that back to your back to your seat with you. Welcome to go back to your seat now. Thank you.